2300 hours, but it's not even that time.
Military time. What's going on, everybody, and welcome to Bunktastic Guest number 4. Today's episode, we have someone very special to me, my brother, my friend.
We hold him dearly in our hearts.
What up? Tommy the Nasty, ooh. Eric. What's up, dude?
What up, dude? This is awesome.
You're awesome.
Thank you, my friend.
Jared.
As always.
I'm not jealous. I'm not jealous the least bit.
You should be. You're cool. Eric's my brother-in-law. I've known him for about, 12 years, if not even.
At least.
It's been a long time.
It's been quite a while.
Because I was a little kid and you were in high school and you met me. Started banging my sister.
Sometimes we gotta live, man. Sometimes we gotta live.
You just run in and go, how does my sister taste?
Right? What's my sister taste like?
Yeah.
At least you took it lightly.
You gotta talk louder, dude.
Oh, I'm mumbling. I got a case of the mumbles.
It's all good.
How you doing today, man?
I'm good. I slept most of my day, and then I was playing that Lord of the Rings game, losing my fucking mind.
Oh, that fucking game, dude.
Lord of the Rings, Guardians of Middle Earth. It's a game. It's a MOBA game. It's like Dota, I guess. I've never played Dota yet, but bullshit is what it is.
Say a MOBA game?
Yeah, it's multiplayer online battle arenas.
Oh, I am fucking...
I was new to that one, too.
I am not a nerd.
That's the type of game that they are, and like, I don't know, fuck that one. It's just horseshit. Unless I just suck, because I played so much of it, and I lost every round, would barely get any kills, and every character I played as, I died instantly. Against every other person. It'd be like Legolas versus Legolas. We're both level ones. I still fucking die. Like,
are there critical strikes in this game?
On some characters, yeah.
I wanted to like it so bad, but I can't. I can't if I lose every fucking time. And I feel like I'm doing everything just as good as everybody else. I do all my shit in sync. I watch YouTube videos. Set up all my gems. Wasted all that time. That's why my level was so much higher than you. So I was actually fucking trying. No dice.
Just yeah.
Couldn't get it, huh?
Even if I'm, like, leaps and bounds ahead, I think I was, like, level 11 or level 5, dude. Just fucking...
It'll be 3 versus 1, and we'll still fucking die. I don't get it. There's something going on, dude.
Either we're doing something wrong, like...
Majorly.
But I don't see what I'm doing wrong.
We're not rushing in.
You only get 4 attacks.
You only get 3 starting off, even if your character has attacks, and you have a regular right trigger attack. And it's like, we'll kill all the other team's mobs, and it'll just be me and Eric with our mobs against 2 other heroes. We're all level 1s.
It's not like they're hitting me better. There's just a little cone. If they're in it, you hit them.
Yeah, I saw that.
So I'm landing with everything.
So there's an actual target area where there's a little kind of pie slice.
It's hard to miss. It's hard to miss unless you're like...
A lot of the shit that I had, I was a spellcaster, so if they were just in the circle, they're going to get hit. So really? I wasn't missing with shit.
And don't, like, I know there's an area-based attack and shit. It don't matter whether it's area or just a single attack. This game is just all about thievery.
I don't understand anything it has to offer with how many coins they give you to, like, when or what.
Yeah, we won, like, two games, and we won, like, 1,000 coins. Every game we lost, we were getting, like, 5 grand. Why are they giving us bonus coins for losing? Then we win, we get bullshit. They're just the incentive to play that game just it went out the window real quick when it was like, oh, I'm going to be real shitty for a long time until I get better gear, but I don't know if I can deal with the fucking, like, the
mine stress. Doesn't get any better.
You don't get any better.
All it said was ability pen gems. I have all the 5,000s.
Yeah, and I was rocking the character called the Witch King, and all his auras are based off health. Like, you'll do damage off, like, 3% of your max health. So I was doing, like, more max health. So I've got, like, 3,000 health. He's got more health than any other character in the game. Frodo's killing me in, like, 2 fucking hits. Like, it doesn't matter what character. You'd think, oh, the Witch King, a guy wearing crazy armor, he's crazy in the movie, only a woman can kill him, could smack Frodo, a little hobbit, around real easy. Nope. Like, it doesn't matter if they're wearing plate, cloth, that shit doesn't matter. Like, it just only has nothing to do with the type of character they are.
Thank you, I was going to mention something.
Only like, what?
You said only a woman could kill him.
The Witch King?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's like a...
He's an actual character, yeah. What are you confused by?
I don't remember it in the movie. I don't remember.
He was the guy who stabs Frodo in the very first one, and in the third one, he's flying a dragon.
You know, and the girl, she's like, I'm not a man!
Oh, the redheaded
chick. Yeah, and she stabs him in the face, and his armor, like, implodes. That guy. That guy's crazy. There's no way a fucking little hobbit's taking him out. I don't know. Or Frodo does more damage than the fucking Witch King?
That's a point. But the whole point of that game is so you can have different, like, characters fighting against each other. I get it. They're, like,
hero classes, and it's the type of game that it is. But it's just like, what the fuck?
But if they're going to have ranged attacks, they can't have them so fucking, like, different. Like, as wide as I could go with that fireworks spell, that fucking Legolas guy was hitting me with arrows that were coming way far behind him, like, the range.
Yeah, there's towers in these games.
So he was hitting me, I ran pretty far past my tower, and he was still hitting me, when that's supposed to be my fucking safe zone.
Yeah, the towers have an AoE, or, like, they have, like, a circumference, so you can see where they're going. So if any of the enemies come within close to the tower, they're going to get shot. Like, the towers will focus on the towers will focus on the mob, so the heroes can destroy the tower. But your point is to, like, get rid of the mobs, so it's just heroes, you know, or get rid of their mobs and have your mobs move up attacking their tower so you attack their tower. But, like, you run to your tower, so Legolas quits fucking following you, so he starts getting shot up. He's still hitting you farther than your tower's range. And it's like, what the fuck?
And then I figured, to fix it, I play as Legolas. I fucking worse than when I played with my other guy. I can't work him.
Is there something where you gotta figure out, like, can he shoot his arrow and it just keeps going along the whole screen or something?
No, it doesn't work that way.
I've thought of every fucking possibility. Everything.
The only thing I can think of is whoever, like, we walked into their circle, they triggered the ability, and then we walked out by the time he cast it, and it still counted. But that never works for fucking me, man! It just makes me so mad to even think about that game.
You told me you had Adam buy that fucking game.
My friend Adam, shout out to Adam. Adam, play this game with me. He's like, if it's anything like Dota 2 or League of Legends, I'm gonna be mad. We start playing, this is bullshit, just like those fucking games! He played one game of me. Well,
it's like a clone of that Dota game. Right?
I like how Lord of the Rings, all they do is take clones of other games and just use the skins of Lord of the Rings. Well, that's what Conquest was just Battlefront.
There was a Hobbit game that came out that was good standalone game for itself. Came out for the GameCube, I think the PS2. The cover was like the Hobbit, and he had his sword, and it was glowing. He was a little cute-looking Bilbo.
It wasn't actually a Hobbit.
It was, like, based off the Hobbit story.
That's cool.
And you'd go and fight the dragon and shit. You could put on the ring and turn invisible, and you could hide in bushes. Stealth! And you had to, like, hide from monsters that were way too bigger than you that you couldn't
fuck
up.
That's cool. Was it, like, an over-the-head, like, platformer?
Kind of thing? And you had to jump and shit on little floating islands.
I remember
that. It wasn't bad. It was all right.
A lot of Bilbo.
I was going to say, what's up with you, Jared?
Absolutely nothing. You know, we're doing a late podcast today. Me and Kyle usually do them right when we wake up around 11, 12 o'clock. Now it's 10 o'clock at night and just got out of work. It was good. Had to suck up about, see my job? I am a janitor if we ain't known this by now. And Lysol is my enemy when it comes to, like, getting on the floors and vacuuming. And the vacuum cleaners are, like, real good, like, low-end, awesome industrial vacuum cleaners that we work. But the one I have, and all of them, we get a few complaints where people can't suck up salt. Dude, I just freaking almost threw my vacuum cleaner through the front of the window. Not literally, but it just, every time, it's like spreading it out more and more.
I know that feel.
It turns a 10-minute job literally took me an hour tonight, and it's just German annoying. Dyson guy ran his
nuts, Zach.
Who?
That Dyson dude.
Oh, the guy that's the crazy vacuums?
We don't use Dysons. I ain't gonna shout out to the company of vacuum that we use, because they don't need no more money.
I don't know, man. I know, like, at work, just like a couple weeks ago, I just got done mopping. A few hours later, people came in to do a fire drill, got my floors all fucked up. Then, the next day's manager, bitch, that said the floors were shitty.
I know how that goes.
So, you fucking assholes. We did mop, but people came in, just a surprise fire drill. Let's muck your floors up and have everybody running throughout the whole house.
See, I'd hate to work
on wheelchairs, going through snow and shit.
I'd hate to work on a day where it's like, I gotta mop this floor. Literally 5 minutes later, patient goes in there and they gotta fucking do one and exam. It's like, you gotta go back in this room and remop it. I like where I'm at, where I'm like the last person to clean at night, so I gotta just do everything once, make sure it's all nice for the next morning.
Yeah, but you gotta think about it too. You gotta really pick your battles at work. I've worked with a lot of people. Like, one of my things that I have to do is I have to make high calorie pudding. For the people who can't, like, attain weight, I gotta make, they call it super pudding. Either way, one day there was a note on a cover and it said, midnight shift, make pudding. Before I worked with someone cool, I worked with this lady who was so miserable that she bitched about having to make pudding. What do you mean midnight just to make the pudding? Dude, you're getting paid to make fucking pudding.
Is this Pink Floyd video?
Yeah. You gotta eat your meat! Yeah. Nah, but I just know that I saw a lady one time. Just because I was being a little creeper, I heard this lady, like, mumbling shit, and I poked my head around the corner. She's swearing at the garbage. Fucking trash. This piece of shit garbage.
You're just a piece of trash, you dirty piece of trash.
She had to change the bag?
Just because she had to change the bag. Swearing at the garbage.
Fuck up.
Swearing at the garbage, dude.
That is a sign of a crazy person, my friend.
That's a sign that means you have no control over nothing in your life, dude. You're losing it over trash being trash.
Straight up, why is there a banana peel in the garbage?
Fucking apple core, someone eating you, you cunt. Like,
fuck. Oh my god. Right. The miserable people need to just take a breather, man. Just take a breather. I have never been, like, mad at anything. Even tonight with the vacuum, per se, it was like, man, what you gonna do? Gotta make time for it.
There's a video of, like, a late night office, and a guy's working in a cubicle.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And there's a lady, like, a cleaner lady, and she's vacuuming. And granted, in his defense, she's vacuuming right fucking next to him, and he's the only guy in an office. But either way, he loses it, grabs a pair of scissors, and goes to cut the cord, and shocks himself to death. You see sparks fly to where the scissors cut the cord. He goes stiff and falls over.
Fucking gets,
the dude. The lights dim.
Oh, he goes stiff.
Yeah, instead of just ripping the cord out of the wall or just
yelling at her.
No, you're gonna grab scissors and try to cut the cord, dude. Well, that guy lived his whole that
fucking mad
because he. I don't even know he's losing.
I would hate to.
Was he on the phone?
I don't think
he was on the phone.
I would hate to have a desk job. You just sit there. So he's probably a dude in his late 30s, early 40s. Yeah, got all this energy pent up. He's getting shit on by his boss, and then this bitch of a housekeeper comes in here and is not even, like, that is bad protocol on her part, because I, like, three quarters of the time, if someone's in the office, I usually ask them if it's cool to vacuum around them. And then if they say no, it's like, cool, I get to skip vacuuming for the night. Awesome.
You don't go like, or you're like bumping into their chair. Dude, today
no,
the
I gym? Never do that. That's just rude. What assholes would
today
do that?
Today the gym, I'm on the elliptical, a guy's mopping around the machine I'm on. It's like, dude, get to your fucking mop around me. I hope you can smell my sweaty ass. It's like, you're right close to me mopping. I didn't say anything. It's just like, I hope you get hurt. I hope this elliptical machine hits you.
This little fucking Asian guy's mopping. I'm at the fucking urinal with my dick out. He's mopping, and the mop is just hitting me in the back of my shoes. And, you know, the little frillies are...
Wait, let's start from the top. Where were you?
At work.
Oh, you're at your job?
And when they clean those bathrooms, dude, there's no getting in their way. They'll bully out of the way. They got squeegees and shit. And there's all foreign guys who, like, they're fucking laser beam set on cleaning this shit. So if you're in the way, they'll hit you right in the shoes with the mop and stuff. And it doesn't matter if you go, hey, dude, what the fuck? They won't even look at you. They're just, whatever, dude.
They're just in the asshole Asia.
They're like drones. Like, they fucking, dude, there's no stopping them.
Do they... Are they actually, like,
they're fucking changing the urinal cake while you're pissing the stove. You're just pissing on their hands.
They just raise your cock up a little bit.
Jesus. Oh, man.
But yeah, that's real funky.
When I worked at Lowe's once, the Zamboni I used to drive around and wash the floors wasn't working. So just to kill time, I was totally mopping, like hand mopping the whole floor. And one of these assholes, it was like one of these asshole managers, walked by me and goes, yo, don't forget to hit the ladies' room. And just like in a movie, without missing a beat, as I'm mopping, I trip him with the mop and I can keep on mopping, dude. And I didn't say a fucking word. I just looked at him. I caught...
One time... Did the shoe squeak?
Dude, one time I caught... I knew where he was because I knew he, like, used to spy on me, because one time I got, like, turned in or something for something I didn't do, and I'm like, who else was there that was an asshole? Oh, that guy. One time I'm walking, and I know he's in the other adjacent aisle because I can, like, see him through the shelves. So I'm pretending to putting things away, and I can see him just staring at me through the fucking shelves. And I'm like...
through the match.
I'm like, I see you looking at me, dude. What are you doing? I call him out. And he's just like, just seeing if you're doing your job. It's like, I'm like, what are you doing? I always used to...
That's his job, man.
The manager used to always get so mad. This guy who I mentioned before was in jail now for child porn. He used to always get so mad because I used to say that he wore whitey tighties. I go, you probably wear whitey tighties.
You just don't. Now you know why he gets
so he's one of those people that he looked like an old Jeff Foxworthy. He had all white hair and a white goatee. And he's one of those people that when they got mad, they just turned fucking red, like high blood pressure or whatever.
Man, I just pictured this guy as a scary looking fucking dude.
No, he's not scary. His name is Jeff Garmany. And I used to go, Jeff Garmany, male prostitute. And I was there to say, I mean, you probably wear whitey tighties.
Now he really got, he's in jail for porn.
Yeah.
You are not just making that.
No, child porn. He got arrested right. Like last year. Really just fucking happened.
To
he
get
got
in fired. Trouble for you throwing a dude under the bus.
Nah, dude, he's a fucking cocksucker. It really happened.
All right. Did just he make wear?
And either way, one time tights? That... The one time that guy came out, I had a fingerboard. I got real good at using my tech deck because I used to walk.
Dude, that is such a bad innuendo towards masturbation.
No, you know, they were fingerboards, man. The little mini skateboards that use your fingers. As I was walking down aisles at work, I'd be legit doing kick flips and fucking ollieing over little boxes. And this guy's like, I'm just almost to the aisle, to the end of the aisle to take a right. And he goes, Kyle. Come here. And he makes me walk all the whole fucking aisle. And I walked over. I go, what's up,
dude?
I put it in my vest. And he goes, what are you doing? I go, going back to work. He goes, we just watched you on camera for the past 20 minutes doing nothing. I go, you were watching me on camera for the past 20 minutes? What are you doing? And he gets all red and he didn't say anything. And I just turned around and went, see you later. I was like, see you later, dude. And I pull out my tech deck.
Kyle, you're such a rebel without a
picture
cause.
Colonel Sanders with a real red face.
Like I said before, I don't like being told what to do, especially when it comes to, like, bullshit retail when I am working and I'm getting... Like, I could understand if I really wasn't doing anything, but when I'm like...
Dude, I'm actually busting out kickflips and pop shelves down this aisle.
That was on my way to punch in after my lunch break, so technically the guy shouldn't have been fucking yelling at me anyways.
On break still, and he's just bitching at
me. Yeah, like a minute left to get to the computer to type my bullshit to punch in, and he was bullshitting with me, so it's like, what I was doing was fine.
He just comes at you mid-conversation.
You know what's funny? One time this guy named Bernie quit, and I went through his locker, and this Bernie guy, I found his vest, and you know the name tags, and it says what they are. He had like 20 name tags of all these different titles. This guy must have been in the store for fucking ever, working all the different departments, and I handed out all these Bernie tags to all the people I liked that he worked with, and there was all these Bernies. And the fucking one of the managers was like, someone needs to collect these Bernie name tags. He announced it. Dude, it was so stupid. They used to go...
Bernie, help me out. You just fucking...
This dude, the manager, Jeff, this asshole, I'm not going to say any last names. I never saw him anywhere else in my life except at work. Either way, after the morning meeting, come in, everybody, to do the Lowe's cheer. Kyle! He'd point me out, and I'd go... No, and I crossed my arm. I know it sounds stupid. Like I don't want to be a Lowe's. I wasn't.
Talking about here?
You go like this. Come in for the Lowe's cheer. Everyone's touching hands. L O W etc. They spell out Lowe's. And I just get so pissed off that he just called me out on it. Like, it's not that I was, like, being a rebel on purpose. It's the fact that I'm, like, just trying to chill and just work and make money and be 6 in the morning at a stupid Lowe's store. Kyle, do the Lowe's cheer. No, dude, let me just fucking be my... Is this Pee-wee baseball?
I did the Kmart one. They used to make us stand and do this with our legs.
No, you know, they actually made you spell out a K and Mart with your body.
Just the K. But the rest of it, I don't even remember the rest of it.
You had to, or did you just... You didn't know any better.
No, I just did it to be funny. Like, I thought it was funny.
I didn't do it every morning. No fucking way.
But I was always late.
All right, like, we have to attend meetings, but that would be like, no, this is kind of redonkulous, wouldn't you guys say?
Did I ever tell you how
I say that? Are we not adults here? Are we all like 6? This is... I would literally...
Got this guy pounding on his desk at me. You need to learn how to work! Boom, boom, boom. I'm like, dude, you're yelling at me. And I go, I'm doing everything you ask. I don't get it. If you want a full-time job here, you gotta come in. I go, to what? I go, I'm doing everything you want! I'm like, it was just crazy. I should've get all super serious. Stood up and took like the little frame of like, the picture of your wife, his kids. You got a real nice family. Shame if something happened. I like put it down. Like, you know, like, and just stand up and walk the fuck out. Plus, you know what, that was my first job, and I'll be honest, some things I didn't know better and I got taken advantage of. Like when I got written up, I'd sign the form. I didn't know that you could refuse that. One time I was hanging out with a manager in a fucking break room one time, and he turned me in. You were hanging in the break room for like 20 minutes, way past. Like, you were in there with me. This is fucking stupid. They just hated me because they just didn't like me because...
Being a cock.
Yeah.
I don't blame them. I don't blame them. I don't like you either. You got an attitude problem.
Psych, like, this isn't a guest episode. This is a replacement. Eric's the new host.
We should have brought in the intro.
Can you handle it?
Little does Kyle know, when he went and peed right before we started this, I told Eric to bring it in and say, "Welcome to Bunktastic."
Oh, you were serious about that?
And you're my guests today are Kyle and Jared.
That would have been funny.
I really messed up.
You guys fucked it up.
No,
I have no balls, all right, guys? I didn't have the gusto to go through with it. Didn't have it.
Sorry. So what's been going on with you, Eric? I haven't seen you in like a week.
I just been working a lot of the jerk and sleeping like a motherfucker, man.
It's this cold.
Like, I don't even know what the fuck it is. I don't get enough sleep during the week when I work, and then I'm fucking conditioned to sleep like 13 hours on my first day off.
You know what you need? 2 things. Cocaine is the first thing. Second thing, hot cocoa. Do it.
Give me some of that shit.
Hot cocaine.
Hot cocoa and cocaine.
You ever fall asleep, like, dealing cards?
Yes.
Are you still dealing asleep? And you wake up like, blackjack! Oh, huh? Huh?
Well, I have fallen asleep dealing everything.
Dealing everything.
Yeah.
Eric here is a dealer at a casino.
Yeah. High stakes shit, too. It's no joke. Like, in the movies, you know, like, Eric would be dealing the James Bond if that was the case.
Oh, man.
It ain't even a problem.
Oh, well. I'm really messing
up. Go on. James Bond. Dealing James Bond.
Oh, but yeah. But yeah, it's not that glamorous. No. And behind the scenes, it's not that exciting. But I can see people having fun at casinos.
I was just throwing out what you did just so people weren't like, he's a dealer. What is he dealing?
Yeah.
He's a dealer of cards.
He's like Gambit from the X-Men.
He does. He throws it right at Asian business face.
As I watch them pick their nose.
I pick my nose every day.
What's the craziest shit ever you've ever seen? Ever. I've never seen some nutty shit there.
I'm black.
Oh, man. I don't know. I guess it's nothing to do with fights or people winning money. It's just like how people act in public. And I don't know if it's just maybe their culture or anything like that just to be gross. But I've seen, like, really beautiful women just pick the fuck out of their nose right in front of me. You know, usually chicks are just like, even if, you know, like, just accidentally you pick your nose in front of a chick, you're fucking mortified, man. Did that chick see me? Like, you know, like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying.
Some people just don't give a fuck.
You should be embarrassed to do that in public, I guess. Maybe not. I don't know. Or then...
I'll rethink my ways after this podcast.
So I changed my lifestyle.
I'm just saying, just so picture a beautiful woman right in front of you. I mean, all makeup perfect, sparkly diamonds and everything. Just pick her fucking nose. Wad it up, and then just set it right there, right in front of you.
You see the boogers on the table?
It's right there.
You ever see women...
So and I've also seen women do this. And this is a classic one. Pick up a glass see-through ashtray and just go... You know, at first, if you're a real pig like me, you think like, well, that kind of looked like she spit a load out of her mouth. But it's gross, man. And that is amazing to me. That just to see that. And would I mean, you? These chicks are fucking hot. Would and you? Then most of the time, some of the Asian guys there are like, those are dudes. So
oh, they're little lady, they're lady boys, they're Thai boys.
They're there? Around, yeah. So some of the, you know, like some, like I have a suspicion of a couple of them, but man, I don't fucking know. Their titties are jiggling just like any other titty.
You gotta see them though. You gotta see it without a bra, then you'll know.
You pull out a panty.
Because a tranny titties just looks like always a fucking, look weird. Looks like a
shrimp. It's just that fucking guys, slick.
No matter what. Cock. Ew.
Fucking
the head is all shiny, it's candy just, apple
it's,
red.
It's oh waxed. It just looks like a fucking carrot. Gross.
So gross. Would you eat that booger that that hot girl put on there?
For a price? Yeah. Because, you know, how bad could it be?
Would you let her $6. Would you let her pick like a, any booger of her choice and wipe it behind one of your front teeth, your top front tooth?
That's gross. I don't know how I would react to that. Right now, I would think, whatever, I'd be cool with it, but you never know.
It's got a hair in it sticking out.
I'm sure you would fucking
right now,
gag.
I'd probably gag.
It would have to
gross. You're not supposed to eat them. They're all full of the nastiness of your nose filters. You ever see someone just, like, sit on a stool while playing a game and just shit? I can't leave the game.
Cartman?
Yeah. But like gambling, but gambling, like I'm on a roll, and they pee in a cup or something.
Have you ever seen anybody pee at the table before?
No, but I've heard of it.
I've heard war stories.
It has happened while I was there, but never in front of me. I heard people pee on the floor, peeing in cups.
I mean,
that's classy.
I was about to say, at least a pee in cups.
We watched a video today. I went on Live Leak.
The old Live Leak.
We watched these. It said, naughty boy rubs shit on bikes. In Asia, in Japan, you can rent.
What's wrong with
you
that?
You can rent bicycles. So you can like put in like 25 cents or I don't know how much money. You rent a bike for the day, you go, you know, put it back in a little parking spot. This kid's just shitting in the street and he's got his pants around his ankles.
But he looked mad comfortable doing it.
Like picking it up cool. The turds and smearing it all over the fucking bikes.
You know, like
him and squat, two people, pick two up boys. Turd,
smear on the seats?
The seats, the handlebars, the things where like the bike unlocks. Every place pretty much got a touch. The pedals? Why would you put shit on the pedals? There's shit on the pedals. Like, eh.
Alright. I'd much rather have it on the pedals than
I'd ride the fuck out of that bike, but I don't know.
That's grody as fuck.
Human shit is definitely has a weirder taste than dog shit. You would know something with
weak. Taste?
Not taste. I meant to.
Well, the guys on the bag, I can't
explain.
But you know what I mean. If you walked up, it wouldn't smell like dog shit.
Human shit, so, yeah.
It'd be like, weird, man.
I think it's got a lot more bacteria than other shits, too. That's what, like, the whole punji stick thing is.
I'm just scarred by the taste.
I'm
scarred by the taste. I took that seriously in my mind. Like, how does this fucker know how that tastes?
I thought you were joking. That's hilarious.
No, it just came out.
It just comes out from the subconscious.
We laced allegedly the weed
with shit
with truth. Truth keef.
Shit eating.
Truth keef.
Truth keef. JP Queef.
It was shit eating. Yeah, dude.
So we just been chilling. So Eric is the leader of a paranormal investigation team. Ghostlink Paranormal.
Yes, Ghostlink Paranormal. Kyle is the co-founder.
This is true.
Kyle has his hands in everything.
Well, what got you into this, Eric? Because, I mean, I met you when I was a little kid, and at this point, there was kind of stuff going in it. You lived with me, and there was stuff going on in my house at the time, but I'm sure you experienced stuff before that, right? Because you believed in ghosts when I first met you, just like me.
Yeah. Like, nothing really when I was a kid, except for, like, I was really scared of my fucking grandmother's house. Her house was fucking weird. I don't know what it was. And even my sister and everyone else is just fucking... I don't know. She was just weird, way too religious, and mean as fuck. And her house was just scary. You didn't want to go near anything. Like, I wouldn't want to be in any room in that place alone. living room, kitchen, anything like that. Because the second I was alone in one of those rooms, I just felt like the walls were closing in on me. Like, lots of shit was
negative
just,
space.
Like, lots of shit was just looking right at me. Like, I wanted to run from any direction. Like, bah! You know, like, for real. Like, it was, you're really creeped out, really paranoid. It was a bad feeling.
Your focus is zooming in on, like, little dolls' faces.
I don't know. I guess they sold that house, and good luck to any motherfucker that lives in that bitch, because holy fuck. It's freaky. You could ask any, even my brother.
Why don't you go back and hunt it?
I don't. I'd be like, what would I say? Be like, hey, what's going on, man?
Here's $5.
I used to live here and I felt creeped out as a kid. Can I check this place out? Yeah.
Does it still feel creepy? Is it still creepy?
I'm going to walk off with a black eye holding a raw steak on my face.
Before, what if he's a super nice guy and they accept you in and let you do it?
That would be sweet.
Go ahead.
Oh, but like you're saying, you said, like, not as a kid, but what did you experience, like, afterwards? Anything before my house, or...
You know, not really, but your house was really... It was weird.
Now,
I saw...
The one he lives in now?
Yeah, my house.
Yeah.
What's up with Kyle's house?
Alright, what happened was my grandma died. My father's mom, she lived with us, and she died, and the things that she used to do would happen in my house after she died. Like, she'd have trouble walking sometimes, so she put her, like, hand against the wall, and you'd hear, if you stood in the hallway, sometimes you'd hear, like, a sliding right against the wall. You'd hear it from one end to the other, go right past you. Mm. And, we didn't have a dryer for a long time, so we used to hang our clothes in our hallway. And even if you were home alone and didn't go down the hallway for a long time, those clothes would be rocking back and forth. Or where my computer was to where if you looked to your left, you could see down the hallway. And you'd just see those clothes just start fucking moving. Or, I know this sounds fucking crazy, you'd see something down in the hallway, like a shadow moving around over there. Like, I know it's out of your peripherals and you'd be on the computer, but, like, sometimes you could look that down there and be like, dude, I see something, like, peeking. I swear to God, I see something, like, on the other side in the dark. On the other side, like, the washing machine is looking.
Is it still there?
No, my mom is a witch. I'm just gonna announce it, it sounds weird. And she smudged the house, she burned sage and did spells and all her own thing, and nothing ever happened again after that.
Yeah, but I saw that shit too. I was at the, like, I would work 10 to 6 at the casino, and I'd be home at, like, early, and everybody would be sleeping and shit. And I would see the fucking clothes moving. Like, they would just be moving. Or the fucking the bathroom light turned on and off by itself. Kyle saw that too.
Yeah, my mom and dad's room light. One time I was on the phone with one of my buddies of mine, I was just talking. I was sitting in the computer chair, and I had my feet up on the computer desk, and I'm, like, looking down the hallway, just chatting away. And then my parents' light turns on, the door's closed, and, dude, I was like, holy fuck. I go, dude, my parents' light just turned on. And I'm like 15, 16, I go, I'm going to stay on the phone with you. And, like, all I did was open the door barely and get my hand in snake and, like, karate chop real fast. Like, she had, like, closed it. So I was like, because in my mind, I pictured I was going to see, like, the Exorcist girl chilling on my mom and dad's bed. Like, something's in there. Turn on the light. It's waiting for me. Fucked up. And, like, because I don't know, Linda Blair in the Exorcist movie, the way she looked really freaked me the fuck out at the time. My sisters were bitches, and they played that movie when I didn't want to see it because I knew it was going to scare me. And they played it anyways. And I got real scared.
The Exorcist is still a scary movie.
Not really. People are... Here's what's up. Your consciousness is stronger than fucking anything, any sort of beams that can be projecting you, any sort of entities that aren't physical. You're only going to get possessed or hypnotized if you want it to happen.
I don't get scared at that movie. I usually just feel grossed out that shit's happening to that little girl than anything
else. And, like, the mom licks her pussy. No way, I'd say no. Like, no, you're already doing the worst to my daughter. I'm not gonna, no. What are you gonna do? You know what I'm saying?
Is there a Poltergeist movie?
Yeah, there's a Poltergeist movie.
I may have seen that one. I've never seen The Exorcist.
The Exorcist?
Yes, I have not seen
Linda
that
Blair.
Movie. I've just seen so much of it, you know what I mean? I'm 25,
you should watch it. It's a good movie.
I was thinking of The Poltergeist.
I mean, it's creepy.
You'll want to see it at least once.
Right.
Yeah, I know. That's the one that I had.
But back to, in my house, yeah, that would happen. And like I said, and back to my grandma stuff, you'd be in the bathroom, and if she needed to go, she used to bang on the washing machine instead of being like, I need to shit or whatever, you know? She'd just be polite and be like, ding, ding, making noise. You'd hear that. And I know, like, things make noises, like washing machines go bong because it get heat, you know, hot and cold, and, like, things contract and expand, but that shit would happen. And Eric lived with me for a few years.
Yeah,
and
when that, what was the fucking treadmill was next to there, that's when I saw that black thing that came out and back, and your dad was on the chair.
Yeah, Eric said he saw, like, a shadow being popping in and out.
It was just...
Yeah, but
was
I never right felt there. Scared. Like, I never felt threatened.
I was scared when I saw the clothes moving.
Yeah, that would freak me out, because it was like, why are they moving?
Like, my stomach, I just had it. Like, something was moving, because I knew there was nothing going on.
Freaky. It is freaky.
I, myself, have not ever experienced anything. I have lived next to a cemetery my whole life. And in that cemetery. But, like,
we've done a lot of shit in cemeteries, and it just came up with nothing.
I believe that.
Well, because cemeteries aren't a place... They're a place of rest. There won't be... People, there's like a stereotype, haunted cemetery, just creeps people out. You stay away from cemeteries, unless you want, like, I personally believe there's, like, protector beings. People have claims of, like, the shadow people in cemeteries. Jared just gives us the most blankest stare ever. It's alright, either way, there's, like, shadow people, and supposedly they're, like, guardians between, like, for the portals between worlds. And, like, they can,
they're like,
a lot of people report that shit.
They're like the fairy guy there, the guy who you give pennies to.
Oh, just so the guy that crossed the river Styx?
Yeah.
Kinda, I guess. But they're like the guardians to the different portals. I don't know. Maybe they protect the cemeteries, if that's the case. That's just all what people claimed. I personally have never seen shadow beings in a cemetery. Then again, I don't. Every time me and Eric have ever investigated, the only time we ever got anything cool is we had a flashlight turn on and off.
Yeah, that was awesome.
On command. With, like, can you turn this flashlight on? Let's turn it on. Let's turn it off.
What yeah. Listening to? That one's on YouTube. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, Ghostlink Paranormal has a YouTube and a Facebook.
It's called Ghostlink Paranormal. But shout out!
But with Sorry. That, but yeah, like, experiencing that shit, but I always just... I figured it was real shit. Like, I always felt that there was something else. It was not just fucking... You know what I mean? Like...
You gotta talk louder, dude.
Oh. Oh, I just well, I figured talking. I'm right. I figured I'm right here. I figured it was picking me up. My fucking bad. But, I don't know. Then I got into the shows, like a lot of people.
Like the Dead Files cool and stuff like that.
And Ghost Adventures and shit like that. But it just got me wanting to fucking, I don't know, go do it on my own and see if we could do shit. So I wanted Kyle to come with me. So I thought it'd be cool if we could fucking see something. And then my friend Nick, and then I got a K2 meter and made my own ghost box out of a Radio Shack radio where you could just fucking... Because it mutes. Like, there's a mute button on radios and shit, but, like, when you skip through channels, it, like, puts on a mute until it comes back on. So if you clip the wire to stop that, then you just get the white noise when you skip through. So that's how I did it.
So, like, the old ones with the old dials, how it always had it before. Yeah, like an old
style... fucking thing, but...
What else do you use to go after, look for ghosts?
We use...
Spirits.
Well, we have the ghost box, which is that goes through the different, like, channels and shit, so if something talks, you'll know it's through, like, a whole bunch of different channels instead of, like, just bleed through on one channel. If it was stuck, like, you would hear, like a whole half a song or something, but you just hear... You know, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's, like, a white noise generator, pretty much, or... You might sometimes hear, like, radio station stuff, but you'll hear things that aren't there that you can tell, like, other voices or sometimes words that have to do with the questions you're asking. And I know that there's a million billion people talking on cell phones, and there's all these signals, but how, just by chance, we're getting the words that we're asking for, things related to the places that we're in. You know, like, come on, like, what's going on?
Like, we started off at my friend Nick's house, and... I just figured because he was always telling me that shit was happening in his house. And I called bullshit anyways because I didn't think it was, you know, anything was really going on. But I didn't know. And then I found out that his wife's mother died there. And then other people died there. So I thought, you know,
yeah, that
kind of is pretty cool. So when we got there, that fucking... We went around the house with that K2 meter, which is like an EMF meter, electromagnetic field meter. And it'll pick up anything. Like, if you're near this TV, you'll be like, oh, fuck, you know. Even when it's off, it still picks up. So you know, anything close to here. But it just
makes a sound, makes like a beeping sound.
You can get ones with noise.
Yeah, but this one just does the lights, so you'll know that, like,
oh, all right.
It just the has... K2 is too messed up here to ask for questions or anything like that, but, like, usually around a room it'll be pretty dead, so you'll know that this was a dead area before, so now if we're getting any fluctuations, it could be...
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we do it.
Will it pick up, like, wires and walls?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what we go from, like,
floor to ceiling. We do a base sweep, is what he's talking about. Like, we do it scientifically to where you have a normal base level of EMF in the house. We're not just instantly jumping in and walking in the kitchen and they got a blender plug in. Whoa, there's a ghost!
Holy fuck, this refrigerator's
hot, baby! No, you gotta scan the whole house and find a normal level, and then that's what we know it's at. So if it's always, like, I want to say, like, we have it to where it's like a light. It goes from, like, 0 to 100, and there's a light that goes from, like, red, yellow, what is it, red, yellow, something...
Orange, whatever.
Orange, green, yeah, and, yeah, like, so it's like, okay, it's always got a steady yellow. Just remember, it's always still steady yellow, so don't get too excited if it jolts up a little bit. But at that Nick's house, this kid, like we said, I had a neighbor, he lives down the road from me, and this guy named, I don't want to say last name, this big guy named Ernie died of a heart attack in the house. He died. So a couple people died in that house. And fucking, we go there, you know, me and Eric are skeptic as fuck, and this kid says he hears his name, he hears people walking around, and this and that. Our, like, instruments, after doing bass readings, and we actually settled down and started asking questions for things, we're going higher than anything that we've done, after that we've done, for the past couple years now that we've been doing this, and all the investigations. Still, that place is still the most active places.
The funny thing is, like, that was the first place we ever did. I thought those things were just gonna sit there fucking dead, you know what I mean? Like,
have you guys gone back?
Like, yeah, we did it a second time.
Still does stuff. It?
Yeah, it did the same fucking thing. Like, you can see it. All those videos are up there. Like, I put all
you guys
shit.
It's all on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have your mom come over.
Well, he doesn't feel evil stuff, and he doesn't care.
See, his wife doesn't want anything like that to go on because she thinks that her mother's there, and I kind of think so, too, because we got a ghost box hit. I asked, you know, what your name is, and it says Angela, and her mother's name was Angela.
What if her mom's like, hey, I just want to move on. I died here. I just... Some sage, man. Just smoke me some sage.
That's their own personal business that they need to do. Tell her to go towards the light.
Tough titties, man.
Just want to go home.
Yeah, tough fucking tits, Angela. Thanks for the ghost box hits.
But, like, that one has, like, my favorite EVP, too. And, I mean, you have to listen with a pair of headphones, but...
We use actually, you know what's crazy? The recorder that we're using to do this podcast is what me and Eric used to do our EVP sessions. And we catch... We had the one time we did a house, and these people, for me at least, my crazy experience was a house we did, a private residence, and they were redoing the attic, and the guy redoing the attic says when he comes home from work, chilling in his living room, to the right, in this little, like, the threshold of the doorway that or goes from the living room to the kitchen, he sees a woman standing in there, like a shape of a woman standing there, and moving around and coming towards him and just walking in and out of the room right there, and it freaks him out. And they hear, like, footsteps, and then when he's doing the stuff in the attic, he says he feels like he's being watched, he hears noises, his tools and stuff are getting moved, boards are getting shuffled, he hears people walking around up there and shit when he's not up there. So we go there, Ghostly Paranormal, at the scene, right, we go there, dude. This is the first time ever, dude, I've ever seen orbs with my own eyes. Like, it looks like, you know how, like, lightning bugs look like, or when someone takes... your picture with a camera, you get those weird little... It looks like weird little gas neon lights flashing for, like, split seconds. And nothing's wrong with my eyes, man. I've never seen anything like that. Those little flashes. And I use, like, laser detection things, too. And, like, filling up the room with, like, a laser grid. And you see these little weird specks of light coming out of nowhere. And there's, like, no mirrors in the room or, like, super reflective surfaces, you know? It's like...
No picture frames.
And that's, like... a big dude, too. I thought it was, like... Because it wasn't his wife that was seeing shit, it was him. So he came outside, and I just walked up to him, and I was like, so what do you think's going on, man? You know? And he was just like, I don't know. He was like, I'm fucking scared. You know, he was a big guy, dude. He should have been scared as shit. Wasn't that guy huge?
He was taller. Like, he looked like a swell, like a northern, you know.
He was like a wrestler.
Strongman looking guy. Just really tall.
Yeah, you know, dude, so he should have been scared as shit. He said
you big dick. Big dick. So,
unfucking cut, too. And, dude, so that's when I thought, you know, maybe, holy shit, man, this dude's pretty freaked out. Seems like a normal fucking... Mm-hmm. Nice dude, like, not
you know, a fucking creep or anything.
Yeah, they were normal family. They had kids and stuff. They were just chilling.
You guys got videos of this?
Yeah, we got videos. We got videos and audios of this place.
And a lot of the still pictures, too. Like we caught that miss. Kyle saw it with his own eyes.
The orbs, we'll get into that. Pictures. The orbs aren't even, like, the craziest part, dude. Like, later on, we would start doing EVP sessions up in the attic, and it'd be me and Eric, and our buddy Nick would be downstairs, like, we'd switch. And you kept hearing this constant, like, weird snapping noise that would change where it was in the room, and it sounded like it was right next to you sometimes, or it sounded like it was way off. And Eric was brave enough to go off by himself in the attic. He's walking around and caught on camera that snapped right in front of him, and he even goes, oh, what the fuck? And then he zooms in right there.
And I took the camera and just went, well, boom. I'm like, oh, please, and nothing, dude. But, dude, it fucking
and we caught, snapped. You caught a shadow with a camera. We caught a shadow in the attic, and we caught a white ball with a motion blur, like, twice in the attic. But,
like a crescent downwards, and then the second one, it was just still going down.
Yeah, it's little like orb a, like thing. A
motion.
And it's not like his thumb in the way or a piece of dust, because it's not. We take hundreds of photos, and it's like.
Like, I can tell what's dust or not. Yeah. You know what I mean? If I think it's fucking weird, I'm going to show and just be like, you tell me what it is, man.
Yeah, we're still skeptic.
If you can tell me what it is, I'll take it down quicker than shit.
We're not saying it's ghosts. We're just saying, like, yo, you got, like, weird things we can't explain that are showing up on instruments and this and that. But either way. We caught an EVP in this attic of what sounds like something small, not an animal, walking around up there. Like boop, boop, boop. We catch a door opening and closing. We catch wood rattling. We catch that snap over and over again. Something touches the mic. Like when you touch a microphone like this.
The recorder.
I'm going to do that just for purposes, just to do it. You get that. Like we got wood moving around, like I said, but the wood wasn't moved. And this is when none of us are up there, because we have recorded to where it's us, you know.
And you hear all this shit with the cameras, like, there, too, but nothing gets in front of the camera.
Yeah, but the craziest thing about that house is when we finally did the living room to check out where the guy said he saw the figure, and we're doing an EVP session, and
there's mad people in the room.
Yeah, there's three. It was you, me, and a lady.
Where was...
The kid and Nick were in the attic. Touching. No, I'm just kidding. Either way... Well, we're in there, and, like, you know when you're in pitch blackness, and, like, you kind of get that weird, like, swirls and weird patterns and shit your eyes make up, or if you push on your eyes, you get the weird patterns and stuff. Like, we're not in a pitch black room. There was, like, we're in the, all the lights are off in the house, but there's street lights, so the light's coming in through the windows. In this one corner, I see those weird swirls. I'm like, why is it, like, super dark in that corner, and what's up with that? And I just go, Eric, start taking pictures of that corner. While we're doing this, as he takes the pictures, there's a white mist right in front of him, and it moves from left to right. Like, it goes from where the corner where I said I saw it, and it's right in front of him, it goes left when he starts taking pictures, it's right in front of him, left to right, goes back into the corner, it becomes a white and black mist with orbs inside of it, moves up the wall, and it goes into the ceiling. Disappears, and we have these all on fucking, like, in, like, snap order.
I didn't even see it, you know, like, in the digital camera, like, you can see through the LCD when you're taking pictures. I didn't see it until the picture came through.
It's invisible with the naked eye.
Like,
you
would
think
I would fucking see it, because you can see what's in front of the camera. It just wasn't showing up, and I was like, what the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? You know, when I take a picture, I make sure not to, you know, you keep your fingers up, you know, everything away, so you don't... fuck it up like I did it 1,000 times. No, if you get your finger like just close enough to where you don't see it in the picture, it'll just
be like a white mass.
Oh man, no,
this but, isn't anything like that, dude.
But it was weird.
It was right in front of you, Eric. Right in front of your fucking face. You were breathing in it.
Huh? How'd you feel? Did you feel like
goosebumpy? Did you feel it? Did you feel it? I never asked you that.
No, I didn't.
We're just excited that we're
catching. I was really excited because Kyle told me where to shoot, and I was catching shit.
Yeah, I got excited at that point, too.
And you can hear from his from the video footage me going, holy shit, dude, I'm getting shit on the pictures. And he's like, keep shooting. It was pretty cool. And then you did the laser up after that, but it was, like, gone.
We caught it going from left to right in that little threshold and up into the attic.
I thought, to me, it looked like it came from the kitchen and went down and up to the attic.
That's exactly what it did. Dude, we have this on YouTube. We have it. And
I did the pictures in succession, so it just you see it just traveling.
We don't doctor anything. This isn't fake. Like, I'm not saying it's ghosts, again. Not saying we don't know what the fuck it is. There's things ghost, in that house.
I mean, I've had shit run in front of the camera. I don't know what the fuck it is. Like, there's supposed to be a small girl in one place I went. A trailer and room. And, looked like the height of a girl. I don't know.
Oh, the thing you caught on camera going from left to right? It's like...
But I caught little girl laughter.
This is the same place? There.
No, this is a totally different place. And one weird thing about that place was, it was all carpeted, but I caught footsteps that sounded like it was on, like, wood. It was really cool.
Yeah, we catch weird noises. We did a place called the Van Auken Inn up in Old Forge.
That was awesome.
It's a big hotel place, a big banquet, kind of like the, either way, it was like a big banquet hall place with a hotel upstairs.
Yeah, like,
one of the claims was they see a lady in red in the kitchen. Me and Eric heard with our own ears and catch on the recorder a woman, like, making a weird moaning noise.
The dining room.
Yeah, we were in the dining room area, where they said they saw, like, a lady in red, and we catch a weird lady moaning. Because you hear it, and we both go, what the fuck was that? And we catch it on this one of these recorders. I don't know if it's this one exactly, but...
We were sitting in, like, a triangle. It was, like, Kyle, me, and Nick over here, and I even asked him if he heard it, and he didn't hear it, so just me and Kyle heard it, so I had to be, you know, right next to us. And then when we weren't getting shit, and we were just sitting there, we were taking pictures and stuff. And then I just got up and started throwing around plates and forks and, like, knocking over other place cards and stuff and going, what do you think about that? And I think I hear it saying, do it, don't do it again. Like, don't do it again. Like,
it's up there. Or something. Yeah, you're right. I forgot about that. I can't tell. See, here's what's up.
But that place is where I had my coolest experience. It was in that room, too, when me and you were in there together.
That was cool, too. Something's right next to me and tells me to get out of its way.
Like, that's my favorite video and anything that we got because of the feeling that I got there. I just felt fucking... It was at that Van Auken Inn in Old Forge. And in room, too, this old man died. He lived there for years, some rich guy. And I was punking him out, like, just being stupid, like, just saying shit like, you were rich and living in this...
He had a mistress and he'd go on vacations and... Live in the hotel with his mistress, be banging a lady up. Say he's off at work. Because he was like, I forgot to say, some sort of businessman, so he's working out of the hotel room and banging the lady in the hotel room. Either way, he died there. And in this hotel room, I'm filming Eric. We're doing an EVP session, I'm filming Eric. And my back, like, what I like to do is I like to put my back to a wall. Because I'm not going to lie, I don't want something touching my back. Because it kind of creeps me out. I want to know that, I want to know I want to know where my surroundings are when I'm in a pitch black room. So I'm like, okay. Two out of whatever directions, or like one direction totally covered, my back is to a wall, so if something touches me, now something's way going up. Either way, I don't hear it in my own ears, but later upon reviewing the evidence, something tells, what's it say, like, you're in my way.
Sounds like, I'll get by you, or
something. Oh yeah, we made a joke, occupado.
Yeah, because I was by the bathroom, but the thing is, I heard it with my own ears, and I asked Kyle, and you can see on the video, I asked him, like, did you hear anything? And he said, no, but it was like, the bathroom was... It was small, and as I was just, like, creeping along...
It was to your left?
It was just, like, it was, like, right here.
To my right.
And, I didn't feel any breath or anything or any cold. It was just, like, close sound, you know, like, way closer than it should have been. You know, like, you'd think you'd hear, like, but it was, like, echoey. So it just kind of, like, a loud seashell real quick, like, you know, but I heard something, and it sounded really weird and, like, kind of, like, tinny. And shit, and then I was like, did you hear that? And it was just like, and he didn't hear it, but when we listened to it over again, and I was listening for it, and it was fucking there.
It was funny, because this was one of our first investigations,
so crazy
too.
Because I was like, man, I wonder if we really got something, and we didn't get anything on the recorders. We had two recorders in there. It was on your K2's camera.
Yeah.
And it was on our full spectrum camera, on the audio on that.
My point was, though, before we had awesome, like, we wear kind of, like, tactical gear shit to carry stuff, but, Eric, we were gonna use, what the hell do you call it, the items that we use to, like, recall, claims of, like, a chef, like, I look like Chef Boyardee, so...
Oh, we're gonna use trigger objects.
Trigger objects. Either way, Eric's holding a K2, an ant, what else, what's the other thing you have that's the awesome meter, the red, one of the red, has a temperature...
Oh, the Melmeter?
The Melmeter, he's holding the Melmeter, a K2... like a stirring dish, a whisk. He's getting ready to hold some.
You know, like an old, like big pastry whisk. You know, total, I was gonna be like, "Yo, you're a chef."
Let's totally overencumbered. Like, dude, what are you doing? See, the Van Auken Inn, it was a speakeasy.
Seriously gonna bring a whisk and a bowl?
Yeah, man. Trigger objects.
Trigger objects. Those things are real.
Because he was like a pastry chef and a chef and shit. I'd be like,
yeah, he was in like all the pictures. The guy was Chef Boyardee in the background.
No shit.
Yeah. Well, either way, that place was a. Place was a speakeasy, so during Prohibition, this was like an underground secret bar, and like that's we caught crazy orbs in that part that was a speakeasy. Orbs that look like neon lights with orbs within orbs, dude.
Yeah,
and a lot of people shit on orbs saying it's dust, but if you've been doing it long enough, you can tell the difference between.
I got dust. The two pictures up in a video, and I have an HD, so you can like close up on it and shit. And if you can tell me what it is, it's like
a wisp. If you ever played World of Warcraft, you know what a wisp is.
It looks like a fucking. Cinnamon fucking swirl donut.
It's like a donut, like a floating donut, like a neon donut.
You shouldn't be there.
Or there's like I said, it's like a bubble within a bubble.
Now, have you guys done this in a non, like, supposed haunted place? Like, is it videotaped at night so you just don't see anything at all?
Well, think of how many pictures you take of, like, family and friends and shit throughout the years. How many fucking donuts do you have floating around in them? You know what I mean?
It's people like, take pictures with like people in it, and there's a donut flying behind them, like this orb.
Donut?
No, but like I was just saying, glowing, you know what I mean? Glowing weird fucking thing. Like
some people get weird shit in their pictures.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying it's not very fucking common. I mean,
a woman at work one time.
That place has claims that there's shit going down. Makes you think.
Yeah, it's
fucking something.
A lady showed me a picture one time at work. And I'm so skeptic that even though we catch these crazy things, I'm still like, what is it?
Yeah, like I bullshit all the pictures my friends send me, and I've showed Kyle. And remember the one was supposed to be a mask?
Oh god, that was bad. But either way, this woman shows me one where she's standing there with her arm around her friend, and it looks like there's like a miniature see-through, like a person made out of smoke with its arm around her. And I go, do any of you guys smoke cigarettes or anything? Was the cameraman smoking? Were you smoking? Nah. She go, no, we don't smoke.
Did it have, like, a definitive shape? Like
yeah, it looked like a little human. Oh, shit. Shout out to Goji Dark Chocolate Raspberry. These are good. Thanks, Jared. You're the man.
Ooh la la.
Interrupt our ghost talk with a little bit of sweetness.
I know. You guys need some more energy.
I was powering down. My blood sugar was low.
I almost passed out. But I'm also drinking.
But also that
Jack
place,
and cranberry juice.
They had a bartender called Midnight Mikey, and for some reason I just instantly think this guy's a pussy because he's got a name like that. I don't know why, but he quit anyways because they said he quit because he saw something crazy in the kitchen or in the bar, and he ran out and was like, "I'm never coming back, man! There's ghosts in there."
Yeah. No ghosts. Here's what's up. We did catch something crazy in the basement that looked like
the pee in the bar.
I know, but like, they had a basement room that was filled with a whole bunch of like generators, Wi-Fi things, a bunch of electrical appliances in this one room. So it's understandable for these people. EMF can make people paranoid and give people headaches, make them hallucinate. So a lot of people don't realize like they put the head of their bed in their bedroom right next to the circuit board on the other side of a room. Like there's a little, you know, like say you got like a hot water tank on the other side of your bed, and there's a fuse box or something right next to your head's right next to all that buzzing electricity. People don't know, but it affects you.
Yeah, that EMF shit can make you paranoid.
In the kitchen,
give you like rashes.
In the kitchen of this place where they said they were seeing the most, they had this crazy ice maker that put out so much EMF it would max out our
floors
instruments.
Even floors above, we were getting it.
In the room like, above it, we're getting like, oh, yeah. Shit.
You guys don't come in as ghost-like paranormy, come in as saviors of their health. You guys might get cancer hanging out in here too long.
Hey, Tom.
Well, that's just a fucking good way to debunk all their stupidity, too.
But in the basement, though, totally in pitch blackness, we caught something the size of a softball because you can judge the size of it from where it comes from and where we were standing previously in the same video. The camera's totally still. Eric's standing in the hallway. And from where Eric is, it would be about the size of a softball because it's where his head was. It flies from one room to the next. And you're like, that's not a fucking bug because bugs look like rods
around,
or they look like a bug.
It just came out of nowhere. It came out of darkness.
Yeah, because it's where it's night vision. It's complete blackness. Why is there something self-illuminated flying around?
I fucking can't.
What did it look like?
Just a ball. It goes so fast.
I meant like color-wise.
Well, it's black and white. Yeah,
night vision shit. Grayscale shit. But it's white. As fuck, you know, like in a perfect circle, and it's not just like a bug. If it was close to the screen, it wouldn't have like you know, that dimension of, you know, small to big type of shit, you know what I mean? Coming right from the dark, like it kept its shape and it just went past. A bug would just be the same thing. It would just be like this. You know what I mean? And if it was way far away, it wouldn't just be a straight line. A bug would be like...
That's what I'm saying. This was at night.
Yeah. You know what's funny? 3 a.m, that we didn't know that there was a guy that lived there. He was on, like, a work release program. So, 3 a.m, this, like, black guy with a crazy accent. Not to be racist. I'm not trying to be either.
He shows up.
I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? It's 3 a.m.
This guy looks like 50 Cent. He's got big biceps. I'm like, we gotta beat this guy up now.
I'm like, who's this guy? He's like, I climbed the ladder.
He just looked like a drunk kid, maybe from the bar down the street or something. That's what I thought at first.
That's hilarious.
But he was the kid that... With the work release program, whatever, lived in Barbados Slim.
But we've done a bunch of places. We did the Capitol Theater that's in this town too, and that place I wouldn't say is haunted. So here's what's up: people don't realize that there's different types of there's poltergeist. A poltergeist isn't like a conscious thing. That's like negative energy that people create. People create the poltergeist with like.
Like, the only way I could even explain those balls in the Capitol Theater that we caught...
It's residual energy.
It's just people getting out of the seats and leaving.
It's a theater. It's a 100-year-old, hundreds-year-old theater.
But isn't that how they act, you know, like...
They go back and forth up in the aisles and in the seats.
Up and down in the aisles, and it's always...
There's no ghosts there. There's just energy from it being a theater.
We did get maybe ghost box hits, but...
We caught a little blinking lights on stage.
It was just cool to be in there because that building's so old. And like, I don't know. It was a lot of fun. We did it twice.
Shout out to the Capitol.
Oh, you did it twice?
Yeah. It's pretty... I don't know. It was just fun.
You didn't get anything?
Wow, we got...
Orbs? We got a crazy... We got our 4-camera DVR system. We caught those glowing orbs. One going from the downstairs... seats up and over the balcony to the second floor.
I thought I heard my sister's name over the ghost box. But I don't know. Kyle doesn't really hear it.
Is your sister's name a common name?
Michelle.
Sounds pretty common to me.
But it was over, you know, more than one frequency, so it sounded like it was said there, but...
Who knows?
I just put it up because it just sounded weird.
Even if I hear words, I still go like... Is that just my mind making these noises into words that I know? So I'm like, either way, noises were being made that we didn't hear with our own ears that pick up on these things that don't make sense, that should be louder than what they are. Why do you hear people talking, but yet we don't hear it? Why is there weird, like, bangs and clicks and... I don't get it.
Like, when I thought the ghost box was really fucking working was when we were at Nick's house... And we asked... We got that EVP, the little voice... The kid boys. So I asked if there were any children there, and he just heard, like, a woman, like, now! Like, real loud. And
our Mel meter,
that is scary.
We had three instruments. We had a Gauss meter, which made noise. We had a Mel meter, and we had a K2 all on the table, and they were all equally going off the same amount. Out. And we were like, are there more than one spirit here? And it went, woo! And then it went, like weird Morse code type weird shit, and then they all died.
It was doing a whack rhythm,
and then they died at the same time. Boom! They all powered off.
No shit. That's kind of creepy.
But
shit will drain your batteries too. Sometimes you're going to fully charged cameras and full brand new batteries. Just take out the package. Your shit dies within like a few minutes. Cool. Thanks. Whatever things are here.
Just suck it.
But our gear's gotten a lot better. Since we started, and I don't know, man. I'm really happy with it. I just want us to go with to a way bigger place. Like, I want us to get to that asylum this year, like the Rolling Hills thing. I think it's achievable, and I want to do that Houghton Mansion place too in Massachusetts. But they shut down all their shit. They refunded everybody's deposits or whatever. So I guess they're not rocking, but. I'm still, a lot of our investigations came from people I work with. They just came to me. That was kind of cool, so they just, fell in my lap. But it's not easy, man. I've called so many places, and they laugh at you.
Do they?
Yeah. And it's like, why laugh at me, motherfucker? You're online.
And the list of most haunted places in DeWitt. You know, like, stupid. Whoa,
okay. You know, and it even has contact info. You know, so I'm just calling up saying, hey, do you do, like, investigations and shit? And they're just like,
Don't say your library is haunted if you don't let real people come in, man. Who actually do investigate for that stuff. You don't, no, you can't prove me.
It's so, like, clicky, too. Like, if one ghost hunting group has investigated one place, that's it. Like, they'll just be like, I'd be like, yeah, you know, you doing investigations? This, some quick mart, whatever the fuck, Hannibal Quick Stop Mart, or whatever the fuck. The RIP, like that John Zaffis went there.
Hannibal Lecter owns a quick stop.
Yeah. He went there for one of the episodes of one of his shows or whatever. And she was like, well, he's been here. And I go, okay, that's cool. I go, do you let anyone else investigate? Oh, no. And I was like, oh, what the fuck, you know. So they pissed on that, so. I don't know, that's what sucks.
John Zaffis!
And then you got the state park people telling me, if you put anything up about us, we're gonna shut you down. And I was like, why are you threatening me, lady? I was just asking if we could investigate because other people have before. You know, am I asking you something weird?
Well, they don't even tell you, like, yeah, you can do it for $500 or anything like that.
You can't fucking investigate the battlefield at night. Sorry, you gotta leave. You can stay till like 5. So we just walked down there at night, and it was kind of fun.
We caught gunshots.
Yeah.
That place is pretty cool. The Oriskany Battlefield, we caught.
Have you posted this on YouTube?
Yeah, all of our stuff that we've ever caught is all on our YouTube.
All right, guys probably posted it all.
Except for the nighttime Oriskany Battlefield one. That one I'm working on right now. Right. And the second part of the Capitol Theater.
Oh, all right. There's a couple of them.
It takes a little, because we're recording for hours.
And I understand. I'm not knocking on you. I'm just making sure. I'm just asking.
I'm not knocking.
It's cool, and there's like a lot of amateur groups on YouTube that I linked on my channel that are pretty cool, too. It's like, I don't know. It's a lot of fun to do this shit, man.
Yeah.
I invested a lot of time and shit, and it's like, it's a lot of fun. There's like, I feel so fucking happy when I'm doing it. No, and I really like want to fucking, I want to catch it, like, really capture something. Like, why can't I fucking catch one of the coolest things before anyone else? Like, I've seen really good shit. Like, the best stuff, I'm pretty sure I've seen it already online or on shows or whatever. But, you know, as far as EVP goes, like, any of those, like, we've caught ones that are just as good as any of those. Like, in Ghost Box,
and people are going to be like, that's fucking fake, because they don't believe. I understand. If someone were to come up to me and be like, yo, I caught a ghost, and something goes like, what? I'd be like, stupid. But if I was there with them, and then I'd be like, okay. But yeah, if you are in the upstate New York area and have paranormal problems and or issues or just questions, get at Ghosting Paranormal, Facebook, YouTube.
Yeah, dude.
I have watched.
All the contact information's on there.
Gmail.
What's the Gmail?
Ghosting Paranormal, all one word at Gmail.
But I have watched like a first couple of your videos. I haven't watched in a few months, so I'm not a YouTube guy. I watched the one where I seen orbs in one of them. See, I don't know the places that well.
See, I'm getting better at making the videos, so yeah. I know that like the quality is really shitty the first few ones, and then it's getting like a little bit better. Like I'm using different programs and shit, but.
Doesn't matter, the evidence is there.
It's well, like, that's all I want to do. All I really do is, like, post, like, the evidence, like, what we caught, which is what's cool.
Ghost Hunters like, doesn't do that shit on sci-fi. It'll be the bald guy's head's reaction shots more
don't
than...
Don't get defensive, man.
I do get angry, because it's like, those people are on TV, and a lot of people are like, oh, you guys are like the Ghost Hunters? It's like, no, we actually catch shit, and, like, we don't...
Yeah, man, like...
We're not doing it for profit. We do it because, like, it's interested, and we want to generally help people, and... In this weird, and figure out what the fuck is going on.
But you do feel weird shit, like different things you feel in your body that you can't explain. Like at that fucking hotel, like I felt really cold fucking spots. Like in one of the videos when we're just doing the base sweeps, which is one of my favorite ones, where it just shows us just like investigating and fucking around. You know, and we all have cameras and shit, and it's cool. But this woman's walking us around, and and I don't give a fuck, dude. And there's no way, because it was mad hot all over the place in that hotel. It was hot in there.
Yeah.
And she opened the door to this one room, and it was a fucking freezer. It was cold. I'm telling you, from 80 to like 50 degrees. That's how drastic it was. And then it started warming up in there. but it was still wicked cold. She's like, no, that's just because it's the room over whatever the fuck, you know? I don't know what the bullshit she was pitching, but it was cold in there. There was no air conditioning.
And then Nick's house, and like, see, here's what's up. I don't psych my, I do a pretty good job. I'll be honest, like, I've never psyched myself out. I call it getting spooked in the house of booze. Like, I never, when I'm alone and doing an investigation, go, oh, there's a ghost. Like, I've never been scared. And, what the fuck was my point now? Son of a bitch.
If anything, never scared.
Yeah, he never scared. Never scared.
I'm a huge skeptic, and when I watched them first few videos, I was sold. Like, I never experienced anything before in my life, per se, but...
Well, like, I trust Kyle to not let it be bullshit, too. Like, he never fucking would let me, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, my point was, the Nick's house, I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah, see... That's why, like, when you say you hear your sister's voice, I don't, because, like, you hear your sister's voice, dude, like, or your sister's name, it's like, that name is programmed in your brain, and I feel like your brain, like, auto-matrixes noises together to hear what you want to hear, because that's just how our brains work with what's going on. But either way, at Nick's house, when our instruments were going crazy, the room filled up with static, dude. It was so fucking, like, the static was, it was making our eyes water, dude. And it's not because we were scared. That's my whole point of not getting scared. I wasn't going, like, boost of adrenaline. Oh, my hair's standing up because I'm scared. It was like, I'm cool and collecting. I'd be like, dude, there's static. This room is fucking filled with static.
You get, like, goosebumps that are big pimples. They're, like, huge.
I'm not sure if you've ever, like, touched that, like, static ball at, like, a kid's museum or something. You can, like, feel it or, like, a balloon. Yeah. Dude, it was making our eyes water because it's touching your eyeballs. Like, what is this?
It can make you nervous because you're like, I don't feel this anywhere else ever. What the fuck? You know, like, it can
a new feeling. Your body is better than any sort of instrument we use, and it's just like...
And I know the difference between, like, because sometimes, like, when we go in places, like, I'll open, like, the door to a room and stand with my back to the doorway and see if I feel anything looking at me or anything before I go in, just to, you know, see if it feels weird. Like, I'll get scared, like, you know, like, but I'll just still just stand there and be like, whatever the fuck, you know. But it's way different because it feels like electricity, you know, like weird, like, what the fuck.
Actually kind going of, into not like, oh, static feel.
Yeah.
Yes. EMF, pretty much what it is. That's how I feel. It ain't like the movies Paranormal Activity. It's not like that. If it was, anybody who caught that on tape would be famous.
I would fucking love nothing more than to fucking go into a house where shit was moving.
Right? You books know. Are flying off the shelf, Ghostbusters style.
Get thrown at your faces.
The walls
and shit.
The walls are
as long as I could have it on video.
Me and Eric,
I don't give a fuck.
They say not to, like, sometimes not to, what is it called, like a tag provoke, but sometimes when you kind of have the feeling something's there and you want to do something. Eric does provoke, and sometimes shit happens. One time, he was like, this is your last chance. If you're in this house, show yourself. And we get, like, a second's worth of, like, a woman screaming over, like a few clicks of a radio.
And I just make fun of it.
We go, and then in my imagination first clicks in, and I picture a ghost being in the spirit world, using all its power, and all it can get out is that,
I was yelling, manifest yourself, show yourself.
Yeah, it's kind of a movie. And then I start laughing too because I pictured like a miniature thunderstorm, like a little mini vortex going, and like summoning, like, what's happening? And there's like a lady, just for that second. Because we laugh, like, me and Eric have a good sense of humor. It's funny, we have a pretty good balanced team. Like, me and Eric are pretty similar. Like, I get real serious during situations, but I have a good sense of humor myself, so I don't get scared. Our buddy Nick. He, no offense, he's kind of dorky side when it comes to, like, our investigation, so he'll get, like, spooked. And we balance each other out, so it's cool, it's fun.
That is cool.
I love it. It's good stuff, Jared. I don't know if you believe in any of the stuff we're saying, but I only believe in it because of personal experience, or, like, what we've experienced. I don't know if ghosts exist, but I can definitely say that there's stuff that we don't understand going on all around us all the time.
I believe that. And I just think 100%. It's really cool
going into a... Just being welcomed into someone's home, they don't know us. They're letting us in there with all that shit. So it's kind of cool. You know, like, you're in somebody's house. This is the only time you'll ever be there. You know, it's weird, man. This is their house. We're all around their shit. You know, and they got clothes thrown around.
Yeah, since
shit.
When are you ever locked in a hotel at night? These people are fucking
freaked out that they want you know, it's an inconvenience for them to fucking have to leave. You know what I mean? Exactly. That's how bad they want it to be.
Yeah, how are me and Eric to sound crazy if people are getting in contact with us to say that this is what's going on in my house. Like, we're not the ones being like, yo, ghosts exist. They're being like, stuff's in our house, but we're just the ones with the balls to be there in the dark.
Like, straight up, that dude was fucking doing the chin quiver thing, man.
Big dude.
Yeah.
All right.
It's freaking him out, man.
Just throw back.
But the thing is, everything he said...
I'm just fucked up.
Everything he said fucking happened.
Jackson.
You know, he said the pop in the fucking attic. We got it. That fucking mist. We got it. That guy wasn't bullshitting.
And we've had it to where we've gone to places where nothing has happened, and we are like, you might just be scaring yourself, or if stuff keeps happening, keep a notebook, and we'll come back. But some people... We figure out what it is. Oh, this is what's making a noise. You got a little, like, every time your furnace clicks on, there's, like, stuff going on over here. Like, some people don't check it out. We're like, this is what's creeping you out. It's you.
Because you do a side job in contracting and start, like, construction. Like, yeah, we picked
I know, we're like, we furnished a basement. It turns out that what you thought was a woman screaming was
turn
actually
off the fucking camera,
was actually a loose pipe and water going in. Yeah.
You had a little leak happening in the downstairs.
Weather balloons and swamp gas. Took care of the weather balloons. Took care of the swamp gas.
Over there, you need a new pipe.
Yeah. We caught what we thought sounds like a demon's voice saying, we're going to murder your family, but... Turns out, your toilet was just backed up. We rerouted your whole system.
Oh, I know, it's time for us to go, but I can't leave when you got illegal piping down in the fucking basement.
Something scratched Eric. Three marks. He got real scared. He blacked out. He started talking in tongues. It turns out it was just your hot water tank.
Shit almost got real at the Van Auken, dude. Real quick. Old Eric got fancy. He figured he jumped the bar like a fucking Dukes of Hazzard or whatever the fuck he wanted. I jumped... Lost my footing. This bar had, I don't know, 200 bottles?
Yeah.
And a lot of bottles on it.
He bumped right
into it. I rammed into it. That whole motherfucker, all at once, just started swaying, dude. And I just stood there like this.
You would have been poured down by bottles.
This fucking scenario popped in my head instantly. Look, I'm not paying for shit.
This place is 100% haunted.
This place is
haunted.
Your motherfucking bartender quit because he saw some shit. We saw some crazy shit. That fucking bar started moving. We're out. You know, the keys are here. Boom. Hey, they signed the release form.
Whatever.
What a scumbag.
We'll play you in reverse, jumping over the bar. Eric was crouching over here. And all of a sudden, a ghost came out of like a see-through something. He jumped over the bar. Whoa! To get out of the ghost's way. Like, edit it.
We'll just do a scream mask come up.
It's got to be the one with the tongue hanging out.
And then it says on the bottom, Midnight Mikey approved.
Well, they apparently said that guy quit because he was so scared. But then we couldn't get a hold of him. He didn't want to give us his claims.
He worked at a bar called Sisters. I go, hey, you know Midnight Mikey? Yeah. Can I talk to him? Oh, no, he's busy. He was awful busy an awful lot.
Cocaine and hot chocolate, my friend. Cocaine.
That guy only comes out at midnight. I think he goes back to bed at 1.
No, he only at midnight. That's it. He only DJs from 11:59 to midnight.
See the guy on the couch? Just takes one hit off of joint, goes right back to sleep.
Midnight.
Motherfucking. Motherfucking. Mike.
So besides the Lord of the Rings game, sorry to totally change the subject.
Now we're going left field. Alright, are we off the paranormal?
Do you want to keep talking about ghost stuff? What else we got?
I'm good.
Pretty good on a ghost subject, too.
I was trying to think watch their YouTube video.
Ghostly, paranormal, in but your face. Man,
I'd like to know what everybody would think about this.
Send them emails. If you got haunted places, send them to Kyle and send them to Eric at...
GhostlinkParanormal@gmail.com.
That's all you need. Boom. Watch my YouTube. Thank you.
Facebook thing on YouTube.
Facebook.
Boom. Word.
You know the socials.
Oh, I was going to ask you, Jerry, what have you been playing?
What have I been playing? Saints Row 4 is what I've been playing. I do believe it's for the most part. I have been watching a lot of Dexter lately.
Go on about Dexter, man. We want to talk about
it. I'm not going to go on, but Sexter. I have a simulation theory is like blown me out of the way with this one. Because the other day I was watching Dexter, like 2 weeks ago I started watching the whole season. I watched it up to 5 when they had on Netflix. And now that they had the rest on, I hear everybody talking, whatever. My girlfriend's really what set me off about it. So, and then
2 days ago I read, or four days ago, like, two of my friends on the same day, the same exact time, are both like, I'm starting to watch Dexter again. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. I'm like, that is out of
control. Synchronicity shit. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Weird shit has just happened all the time. I'm going to start keeping a journal of just.
Or, like, you ever pick up your phone and go to text or call someone, and that person that you're going to call or text does
that to you?
Or you'll be like, I thought I heard my phone go off. Its phone's black. And then the person you thought, like, bring, you instantly get a text. I mean, I'm not. I don't get texted that often, and it's just weird. I'll be like, oh, what? Look at my phone, and boom, goes off.
That's how I know.
See, here's what's up. Like, I've never seen anyone with, like, crazy psychic abilities that I've thought were, like, legit. But sometimes I'll get deja vu so bad that it'll make me feel, like, sick to my stomach. Like, oh, what the fuck?
I get that at work a lot.
Or I'll know what someone's going to say or do before they do it, but not enough to where I have enough time to, like, really respond or act to it. I'll be like that. Like, I'll be like, I'll think of something. Oh, I love Russell Crowe. So I'll be like, yeah, you ever seen the movie Gladiator? Like, oh, what? That's fucking weird. You know, but like,
you know what, like, scientists say deja vu is, right?
A glitch in the matrix.
It is. Like, what we're plugged into in the future, it's the software just is a glitch. That's what happens.
Deja vu?
No, what happens is it's something that goes on when your short-term memory gets transferred into long-term memory, and there's something that goes on there that fucking makes you think it's deja vu, but it's actually happening. And
well, yeah, well, like,
it feels fucked up to you, but it just something.
I understand. I mean, like, you see so many things throughout your day. You could be going to, like, a doctor's office, and there's, like, a painting of a mountain or something, and, like, next time you see something like a commercial of a mountain or something, anything subtly just barely related to something else, you'd be like, oh, I've been here before, just because that thing you saw somewhere, or a dream you had, or a movie you watched. I get that, but sometimes, man, I don't fucking know. It's just weird.
I'm with you.
It's a weird feeling. I guess, I mean, it is your brain doing something weird. That's a weird experience, and how come a lot of people talk about it?
Sometimes I get goosebumps when that deja vu shit happens. Like, whoa.
But I've had it to where, I swear on my life, I've had it to where I get that deja vu feeling. I'm like, dude, I had a dream where this was fucking happening. Like, no fucking doubt. Like, for some reason, I got deja vu when I started playing Grand Theft Auto 5 because I had a dream that, like, I was playing a weird game. Like, something, just the thing that happened in that game, obviously, at the time in the dream, it didn't make any fucking sense because I was like, yeah, there's some crazy guy in a weird room. Fucking, I don't know. But then when I finally bought a house in that game, the painting was what set it off in the hotel. I was like, there's the fucking guy, my character, and there's the weird shit. Like, the painting was what was weirding me out. It's, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. It's cool.
Eric, what games do you play, my friend?
I've been trying to like that Lord of the Rings game real fucking bad, but I can't.
Like, what games did you grow up on? Because you're, how old are you?
35.
So you're 10 years older than me and Kyle. What games did you, were your favorite when you were growing up, man?
Oh, man, first growing up, that was fucking ColecoVision and Atari. I used to play a lot of fucking Xanax, dude.
Little Pitfall happening. Original.
Xanax?
Oh, wait, no, Xanax. That was fucking Nintendo.
That's Yara's Revenge. That's what
Xanax
I meant.
Xanax is a good Revenge. Medicine. Straight up. Oh, no, that's an antidepressant.
My bad. Xanax is actually an actual game. It's a fucking
Zaxxon.
No, I don't think so, dude. I don't know. Like, just remember it. Yara's my friend Ray Tebow, his mom used to fucking play it and drink beer all day.
Xanax?
Yeah.
I think it's called Zaxxon. Or
Zaxxon.
Are you sure she wasn't on
Correct me if I'm wrong, but it's a little Zaxxon. Fucking stupid. You know, it's one of those games where you're just a little tiny spaceship and it moves side to side and you get different guns, like one gun, yeah, double gun, triple gun, quadruple motherfucker.
But
it's not Galaga. It's
anyways. No, it was before that, right? You said it was for like Atari or something.
But, yeah. But like all the Marios and shit. Like, I don't really remember too much playing that much regular Nintendo. I remember playing a lot of RBI baseball and track and field and the Mario Brothers, but...
Did you actually have the power pad?
No.
You didn't have the thing to run on?
Nope.
I did.
All my friends did.
My mom had it.
Is it that game?
No.
No.
This one was a straight up. Straight up and down.
My bad.
It started with an X.
The reason I brought up this game Zaxxon is because... It makes me think about when you lived with me and Eric used to watch a game called Arcade. It was like it was maybe like a 70s or 80s show where they had people, it was like a game show where they played video games. And everyone always sucked. And then Nickelodeon came out with the same show called Nick Arcade. And all those kids always sucked at video games. And be like, dude, if I was on the show, I'd fucking kick ass. Like, they're playing Sonic and they don't know how to spin. They can't get past the first fucking loop. The girl from Clarissa Explains It All, she was on that show. Doesn't get past the first loop
how
in the Sonic game.
How don't you understand to hit, like, while you're aiming towards the loop, hit down in any of the fucking
buttons?
Because
they weren't ever, they weren't people who play video games. They were all, like, child actors and, like, people who had their hands in the show. Their kids and nephews
just
and all that bullshit.
Just because they're pretty motherfuckers.
Right, dude? They weren't actual gaming kids. They were just fucking...
They were just handsome children. That's why they were chosen. They were beautiful children.
And that show had a thing called Move Mikey. And you know, I want to move Mikey up. And it'd go doom, 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 doom. And you see this little kid in a blue sweater and blue shorts move up one peg. And then it, whatever mystery square, you like, you get 1 point. Or he gets hurt by a ghost, depending on wherever the fuck he is.
See, this is the problem with looking like Shrek when you're a kid. You don't get deals like that. Well, like you're like fucking Shrek. Grown up.
Yeah, you live in a swamp.
Straight up, I don't got no looks like that. I look like Shrek, and I'm fucked. So,
yeah. Do you remember at the end of that show?
I look like Macaulay Culkin.
The winners at the end of that show would apparently be turned into video games where they'd have to go in green screen. Some of those are some of the most awkward, weird fucking moments ever. I'll link it on our Facebook for those of you who don't know. The kids just couldn't, like, you're a green screen, so obviously you don't see the fucking invisible mummies in the video game that everyone else has seen. You gotta collect all these coins before the time runs out, and every time you get hit, the game, like, resets, and you can watch just awful failures of people on that
but
show.
How do you do what?
Because you have to kind of do it like a weatherman does, where you have to watch yourself on a screen to navigate, and you gotta go through, like, this green-screened obstacle course where, to watch out for the mummy, don't get hit by the fucking vulture, and... Whoever made that shit for those kids are real assholes because, like, everything hurt you. It's probably like the Silver Surfer.
Don't touch the ground.
Don't touch anything. You're hurt. You gotta restart. Hit the start. You're not doing it in time. Oh, you didn't get the money, kid. You didn't win. Fucking.
And now you're enslaved to make t-shirts for the show.
Right. Mainly all the games I played were like the same ones all the way up, the same fighting games.
What, Street Fighter?
Like Double Dragon and all that shit, and then when Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter and all that shit. But then when PlayStation 1 came out is when I switched over and started playing like Final Fantasy 7 and all the Final Fantasy games and shit like that, but I still played just the fighters.
You always
and I hated first-person shooters, always.
You've always liked RPGs.
And then I switched over and only played first-person shooters. And stopped playing RPGs altogether. And I would just play whatever's cool, really.
Have you ever played Lost Odyssey?
No.
It's one of the... Is it called Lost?
No, it's called Abe's Lost Odyssey.
No, Lost Odyssey.
The fucking... The green fucking alien with the weird head.
Look it up. I think, or it might just be called Lost. It was like one of the original RPGs for the Xbox. It was like...
How did it go? What did it look like?
I think I...
Really anime. Really samurai-ish. Like Japanese.
Could you be a big guy or a girl? I remember there was like a Dynasty War. Like, I don't know.
I did crack out on Final Fantasy III for Super Nintendo, but I never beat it. I always got Sephiroth fucking kicked my ass, and then I gave up. Man. I think it was whatever the fuck his name was.
Sephiroth. He wasn't in 3. He
wasn't
in 7.
Three? Who the fuck was at the end of 3?
I have no clue, dude.
Kicked my ass.
You just fuse all of them.
Here's what's up.
Every one of them has Cloud in it.
The very first RPG I ever played and kind of actually knew what I was doing was for 64. I think it was called Quest 64. And you're like this little brown-haired boy with a staff. And I was like, okay... Because I didn't like the fact that I couldn't run around. I'm like, why can't I control what I'm doing when I'm fighting these guys? I didn't understand the turn-based shit. I didn't like first-person shooters with him.
Dude, I was so excited for Final Fantasy VII. I remember going to... What was it? It was, No, it wasn't Babbage's. What was it before GameStop? Electronics Boutique.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going there and, getting the demo disc. And it was, like, fucking 4 discs. For Final Fantasy VII, but you got a t-shirt, or wearing the t-shirt, playing the demo. I used to wear the t-shirt to school. I thought it was awesome. It had Cloud on the back.
I loud. I've only played Final Fantasy VII.
No shame in thy game.
I played 8. And Legends of Dragoon. You ever play that one?
Yeah.
I played Panzer Dragoon.
That's different. Panzer Dragoon's a rail shooter. Legend Dragoon's an RPG with, like, warriors that get, like, dragon wings and they're, like, powering up.
If anyone else lost money with a Sega Saturn.
Ooh. Panzer Dragoon. See, me and Eric became friends over video games. Eric started dating my sister. And every guy knows that video games are cooler than girls. Either way,
tis true.
He's like, he'd come into my house. I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? He's like, who the fuck is this kid? Oh, shit, you got a Dreamcast? PlayStation 2, PlayStation 1. Here's the Resident Evil. Here, let's play Resident Evil. I watched him beat the first Resident Evil game. I was scared as fuck.
Just kicking ass, just pooping yourself. I can't watch no
one. I could have one of the only games I was actually good at. I actually beat it under the 2 hours and got to unlock the...
You need a rocket launcher and shit. One-shot
rocket launcher.
He wasn't, like, when I first played that game, I see a zombie, oh, I didn't know, too. I watch him playing, he's running up, knifing it. Like, he's like, you're right on. Yeah. Dude, I'm like, the first zombie that bit the guy's head off, you're not scared? He's like, nope, dodging the puke and shit. I'm like, oh.
This guy has some reason skills. I was good at those games.
I was scared shitless with them games.
It was the second one, I think. I remember I had my bed, like, sideways, right up against the wall, and I was sitting on it, and zombie arms came through the window, and I jumped back and smashed my fucking head on the wall so hard.
The
scene
in the cop station where they come, all the zombie arms come through the boarded up window. Yeah,
but, like an idiot, instead of using tacks, I used my dad's staple gun to put my fucking posters up. Boom, boom, you know, so some of them were fucking, so I fucking cut the back of my head open too. It was awesome. A whole night of video game playing ruined with a throbbing fucking wound.
One time, me and my cousin were watching the scrambled porn. And I had quick view on Cartoon Network, so I had it under control. We had the door closed, we're watching scrambled porn together. We're just like, check this out. It's not as scrambled. Sometimes it's pretty good. Before the door even opens up, I hear someone put their hand on the door handle, and I flick it. Quick view and turn the volume up. The door opens. It's my dad. But while the door opens, my cousin I'm with gets like scared and like launches himself off the floor onto my bed real quick, but backwards, so he doesn't see where he's going, hits his head so fucking hard on the headboard, instantly starts crying. My dad just goes, what the fuck is going on in here? Because from my dad's perspective, all he did was open the door and see my cousin jump off the floor and hit his head all out of the fucking bed. I'm just sitting there watching cartoons, trying to play it all cool and hide my boner. Like, well, I don't know.
That kid brained himself. No reason. Fuck it. Talk about queering the deal.
You know, it's funny.
Judas.
It's funny because, you know what, like, it wasn't actually like a full bed. It was kind of like a cot. And that same cot, one time, me and Eric were wrestling. And he, like, pile driving on the cot. And the cot, the one's whole metal side bent in. You ruined my bed, dude.
I fixed it, though. I stacked stuff.
You didn't stack. I slept on a cot.
So did I.
I didn't have my own room for a long time, so I didn't have a bed, and at night I had a cot that I put in a room.
Neither have I. I'm with you.
Another thing, me and him both stand up while we poop. We both slept on cots.
I slept on a cot for like 2 years.
I slept on a cot for a long time. Call me the cot mascot.
You
got a cot.
I know.
Anybody cot that want to donate? Eat
ricotta cheese.
I'll sleep on your cot. I don't care. Hot bunk. We'll hot bunk.
Oh, my God.
Cottage cheese.
But the XCOM games are fucking awesome. I had a lot of fun beating that game. That was sweet.
You're all about the XCOM games?
Oh, man. That was a lot of fun,
fuck
dude.
Fuck them games.
XCOM.
Because I played that from my very first computer. It was a Packard Bell, like, oh, God, like 120 hertz or something, like, fucking awful. I think my hard drive was 150 megabytes, and that was, like, dope.
Yeah, this is good.
Back, you know what I mean?
What, like, I think early it was starting 90s, like 50,
then 100, and 150.
How much did that fucking set you back
then? I don't know. My mom and dad got it for me and my brother because we fucking begged them for it, and it was a Packard Bell from Montgomery Ward's.
That's all. You that place used to sell monkeys a long time ago.
That place.
Like, my mom and Grant. Well, my mom used to have a pet monkey when she was young. And Kimba that they got like from
monkeys.
There.
Monkeys.
Go to Monkey Ward.
Oh my God! Is that why they called it Monkey Wards?
Did they really sell monkeys? Yes, legitly. I swear.
That's where the fucking alleged.
They used to sell weird exotic animals. Montgomery Ward's. My mom had a monkey named Kimba and he used to jerk off.
Yes, little spider monkey. Yes, I know of another person who had a monkey. I know someone. One of my buddies. He knew someone who did back in like early like mid 90s. He knew someone.
Oh, this is before that. I thought they had a monkey, but probably weird. A little bit. I wouldn't want a monkey. Maybe those spider monkey, they're probably assholes. It's not like a poo from Aladdin. Yeah,
they're weird. Throw their shit at you, jerk off on you.
I'm sure. Bad dates. Yeah, I only want a monkey to awful test my food.
Dates.
Eat my food to see if it's poison for me, monkey.
Fuck. And smack it real hard.
Whoa.
It really is. The only way to train one of those monkeys, ask anyone.
Hit the fuck out
of him. You gotta hit him. I thought you'd keep him on leash and make him play the organ grinder.
Then feed him a biscuit if they don't. Or if they do, or when they do it, and then don't give them one if they don't.
A monkey
biscuit. They just sit there and die slowly because they're not playing it. You just gotta figure out how to do it yourself, or you know, you'll get some food when you learn. Doesn't, has no clue what you're doing.
Oh man.
No one really ate monkey brains like in that movie.
Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom.
Chilled no monkey brains. How'd they get them cold? They were in India.
With a monkey faced head and pulled on the hair and went. You know,
I don't believe that they did it.
Here's a part I don't get.
Taste. Nobody.
I don't know.
How do you know?
What do you mean? Because it's
chilled. That'd be blood. I'd probably actually eat that. Like but it was chilled. Chilled monkey brain.
Blood tastes awful.
I totally.
We're talking about Indiana Jones Temple of Doom, the second one where they're.
Yeah, my bad.
It's okay. They're eating the dining scene. Here's what I don't get about this scene. The guy cuts open the snake and all the baby snakes come out. Snakes come from eggs. Why was there baby snakes inside of the big snake? I mean, unless they stuffed it full there because that's what they were going to eat. But snakes, like I said, lay eggs. Why is there baby snakes coming out of a stomach of a big one?
That just shows the kind of demon
chilled
shit
that's monkey happened. I'd probably eat the soup. The broth is probably all right. Just don't eat the eyeballs. The lady freaks the fuck out.
That depends on what kind of eyeballs.
Yeah, if it was like a cow
eyeballs
eye,
are I'd really good for.
I'd probably
really
chow down.
For you, though.
I'd probably eat some of those bugs,
like,
too.
If it was like... Bugs wouldn't be that bad.
They probably had rice and shit there, too. They're not just eating that weird shit that's fucking...
Yeah, no side dishes, either. No.
Yeah, there's gonna be something.
Right. Here's my thing. If they ended up... like,
no condiments.
If they ended up cutting over it, opened that snake, and all the little ones came up, and they had one of them chefs next to you, and they took one of the little ones, chopped it up real quick, put it on the grill. Yeah, just set it up.
Well, the guy's eating them whole. And just...
Yeah, I can't handle
that. Yeah, we just saw the...
to be alive in his stomach.
We saw the prep.
They'd be alive in his fucking stomach. Swirl around.
For a couple minutes.
Yeah, well, fuck
that. How do you think, dude who used to eat the worms, dude who eats worms would eat them whole, I mean.
Earthworms?
Yeah, the dude who broke the record in the Guinness.
Yeah, but they're different than snakes, man. Snakes can, like, hold their breath and chill.
Yeah, and this guy was goose-ducking it, fucking...
20, goose-necking it, goose-ducking it.
Goose-ducking it, it's new.
He was not, I just say he was eating it.
Like, without chewing, he was swallowing that shit.
See, I can't think, brain. I haven't seen that movie in a while, so I can't say, like, was that a cooked snake, though?
The big one was, yeah.
Yeah.
The little ones were still squirming.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they were, weren't they? They had them in, like, a little jerk bowl in front of them.
Yeah, it's weird. Chilled monkey brain, and the guy's eating the big beetle. Sucking the parts out of the beetle.
I totally believe people would eat monkey brains.
No side dishes.
Yeah, nothing on the side.
Have you ever seen the baboons who ate the monkeys?
No, I refuse to watch it because I want to watch a little spider monkey get torn apart.
And it's rough watching it. I see.
I watched one time tigers jump on a hippo's back, eat chunks out of the hippo until you see bone, and the hippo is still alive just standing there while a tiger's eating its back like it's nothing. Thanks, hippo. Thanks for the backbone.
It's just Tuesday. It's just Tuesday for me.
That's okay.
Is it in shock?
Larry, get off my back. Come on, man.
I don't even know, dude. Dude, you know what's crazy about big cats? Their teeth can sense where your veins are, where your heartbeat. They can sense your veins, so they know where to bite.
That's awesome.
It is cool. Those things are meant to just jack you up.
Kind of like how we have infinite knowledge. They have the knowledge of death on their side.
They already know what's up. They're not worried about Facebook or being late for work. Cause
yeah, their existence is predetermined. Survive. Sleep. Shit.
Eat more.
Big jungle cats are cool.
Be a dick.
Yeah, cool if one could have, like, chameleon fur, where it could, like, blend in wherever it was. Like, that a cat that could do that.
Well, that's the downfall, or that's the thing about cats is, hey, you get to kill anything, but you stick out like a sore thumb, you fuckface.
If they had that, I guarantee they wouldn't be in the wild.
A tiger, though?
They would fucking kill them all.
Tigers would stick out. Good luck seeing a tiger in a field, bro. You'll see it when it's flying in the air.
But I'm thinking of it in a jungle.
Well, I don't think you're going to see them either. You're going to see it in a field of grass, but it would have to be, like, high. You
if
mean,
it's
like,
high,
grass.
You can't see it.
But it'd be funny. It's coming at you in, like, fucking, like, on a golf green.
In a natural habitat, dude, the tiger's going to know you're there. You're like, never gonna ever be walking and there's a tiger in front of me. They're gonna smell and hear you from so far away.
Nice thing you
in
hear the natural.
You're not even gonna hear that. You're just gonna hear a. And you're gonna feel.
Wait, you pain. Queef?
Yeah. No, so it's the bushes moving as the tiger does a super explosive quick second movement into your death.
Oh, man, that would hurt so bad.
Well, at least they don't like just eat you. Like, they kill you first.
Sharp shit. I wouldn't want to go that way.
But by big cat? No. I'd rather go by a big cat than being in the ocean and have a shark take a chunk out of me. And like,
you literally have 20 seconds of pain with big cat, man. Shark, you're going to sit there for hours in agony. Your leg's fucking bit off.
Are you drowned? Imagine getting big swallowed by a whale shark by accident.
I'd the like big... to hope that I would at least pedo try and punch that fucking thing in the head. I know the it wouldn't shark. Really hurt it.
How good are you punching underwater?
The cat.
Oh, fucking. Oh. How good are you punching the water? Tigers can swim, too. There's a... Okay, dude.
Not on dry land. I read I on, hope that I could I don't know if it was
Vice. It might have been Vice. One tiger killed like 500 or 700 people in the matter of like 3 or 4 years. And then they had a report of one tiger killing like 3 guys on one boat. The tiger swam to
was
the boat.
Number just kill him?
It would swim to the boat, take a guy, kill it, drag it to the shore, and then swim back to the boat, kill a guy, drag his body out to the shore...
Fucking get a bank.
They can
ready,
swim
man.
Real fucking fast. They're like underwater cats. They don't give a fuck.
Web toes.
That's yeah. Me. They're meant. They're nuts, dude.
I don't know if they have web toes. I'm just saying.
I think that they're really good swimming.
They're fucking predatories. I hope XCOM doesn't give up, though, because there was a second part called Terror from the Deep. That was cool. Like underwater shit.
Ooh, they could do that for the new games, too.
Do what?
Have underwater aliens coming from underwater where you gotta go underwater.
Shit.
Yeah, so they're like, you know, coming from Earth, so it was really cool.
The kaiju is what I wanted to say. Not good shit.
Shout
kaiju.
Out to
Pacific Rim.
Pacific Rim. Yeah, but the XCOM, the only problem I have with those games is there's line of sight glitches like a motherfucker. I'm undercover, the bullets are still going through the I know there's a difference between concealment and cover, but fucking still like a guy, like this line of sight issue is out the fucking ass.
I had a 98% chance to hit, and it was really important that that fucking thing died. And I was wicked happy. Miss. Right afterwards, my best guy, mind controlled, dead. All that for nothing. I got it. Strategically got him all the way up there. 90%?
Pew!
Shut off the game.
Right.
I just, yeah.
The guy you named after yourself, Eric!
No!
I should have never let him die.
You just played dead on the ground for a couple minutes?
I went to the memorial and just read my guy's name while they're playing those bagpipes crying. At the game when you can watch your fucking dead guy's names. And it was funny. My name was Eric Ghost Vroman. It was meant to be. That was my guy.
Oh, you thought you were a cool ghost.
He had no on cover. Scene. I got I gave him the flying armor and just flew him right over top of 5 guys. It'll be alright. My thing didn't proc. Like, if this one thing procs, he can shoot like 4 times in a row. No dice.
Not today, Papa.
No, but those games are awesome. I hope they keep rocking.
That's all I can.
Right. How do you guys feel? You want to wrap this up?
Or
I'm good.
Whatever.
We got like an hour and a half rocking.
I'm sure.
Weirdo. I'm good. Alright. You can wrap this up, Jared.
Alright. Thanks for listening, everybody. We love you. Follow us on Facebook, Bunktastic Podcast. Just Bunktastic in the search. Should come up. Twitter, it's Bunk_Tastic. Gmail us. We always love emails, so, you know, throw us an email at Bunktastic. BunktasticPodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Oh, also listen to us on Podbean. We're still featured. Thank you, Podbean.
Shout out to Ghostly Paranormal, and let's thank Eric for being our guest.
Thank you for having me. This was fun.
This was awesome.
Yeah, we'll be back, guys.
This is a good one. All right, everyone. See you later. Kick it, Jared.
Fuck you.
Fucking kick it. Oh, jeez. Jared's the tech guy here, and... what happens? Fucking kindergarten.